The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, January 10, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Monday spoke over the phone with his Brazilian counterpart Luis Inácio Lula da Silva to reaffirm his country's support in view of right-wingers' violent attacks to destabilize his government. During the conversation with Lula da Silva, the Cuban president ratified the will to promote and deepen bilateral ties for the benefit of both peoples. These images of vandalism, destruction, and violence have been seen before. With a refusal to recognize the triumph of the alternative, Bolsonaro followers in Brazil are emulators of the Trumpists who stormed the capital in Washington, the Cuban head of state said. Various authorities and institutions in the country rejected these actions and reaffirmed their solidarity with Lula da Silva. The Colombian government will hold a ceremony to deliver humanitarian assistance to Cuba following the recent emergencies caused by natural phenomena. The event will take place at the San Carlos Palace, headquarters of the Foreign Ministry, and will be attended by the Vice Minister of Multilateral Affairs, Laura Gil, and the Cuban Ambassador to Colombia, Javier Caamaño. Last September 27, Hurricane Ian caused serious damages to the housing sector and left the whole country without electricity in Cuba, particularly in the westernmost provinces. Shortly before this meteorological phenomenon, on August 5, an electrical discharge during a storm hit a crude oil storage tank at the supertanker base in the port of Matanzas and started a serious fire which left 16 people dead, 146 injured, and caused extensive material damage. Several countries offered their help to the Cuban people, and after the fire in Matanzas, the governments of Colombia and Bogota, in a gesture of solidarity, donated 3,000 square centimeters of skin to help in the recovery of patients affected by the incident. These tissues were rescued from Colombian donors, complying with all safety and quality standards for the care of patients who require it. The Federation of Cuban Women repudiates the statements recently made by Fernando Becker in his social networks as disrespectful and highly violent against Cuban women. They are a mockery of justice committed by a person who has been found guilty of sexual violence and the work that has been done since 1959 in pursuit of true emancipation of Cuban women. Actions and publications like these cannot be tolerated and must be denounced and punished as hate messages. Becker insists on using the networks to indirectly violate, harass, and diminish his victims, and also to extend it to women and feminists to the Federation of Cuban Women. In his text, there is a deep expression of misogyny that shows his contempt for women and ignorance about what feminism is. Far from showing respect and repentance before justice, he acts with total impunity. Justice seeks to place in common sense the respect for the integrity and dignity of women in their diversity, but it also requires a social and cultural response from the entire population of zero tolerance to these expressions. And in the international agenda, we have that. Brazilian government on Monday thanked countless supports and solidarities from the international community in view of the coup attempt violence cropped up on Sunday. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's inauguration, a democratic celebration act attended by over 60 high-level international delegations, meant a recognition by Brazilian democratic institutions, the Foreign Ministry said in a statement, while pointed out, there has been a unanimous and forceful rejection by countries and international organizations of the terrorism and vandalism actions that have shocked both Brazil and the entire world. The foreign ministry's message assured that the Brazilian state and its democratic institutions will know once again how to respond to these sorts of crimes, specifying the Brazilian government and the Itamaraty Palace will continue championing and acting in accordance with the 1988 Constitution precepts, under which the country has had the longest period of democratic coexistence in its republican history. A great number of nations strongly condemned the insurrection by Bolsonaro's supporters against democratic powers and institutions. For his part, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres admitted being shocked and absolutely convinced Brazil will face such a situation with appropriate responsibility and the rule of law in Brazil will move forward. Meanwhile, Venezuela's Minister of People's Power for Foreign Affairs, Ivan Hill, on Monday rejected the statements made by the U.S. State Department's Assistant Secretary for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Brian Nichols. In response to a tweet from Nichols, the Venezuelan diplomat pointed out that if Washington championed Venezuelan democracy, he would have lifted the coercive measures and returned assets and resources that belong to the Venezuelan people. On the contrary, Hill posted on Twitter, "The United States really defends a criminal operation to plunder Venezuela disguised as an institution which does not even exist." Nichols expressed in a message on Twitter that his country supports those who bravely defend the Venezuelan democracy, while noting that new attacks against the opposition, including against members of the Asamblea VE, hamper democratic solutions for Venezuela. Efforts should focus on a path to free and fair elections in 2024, he considered. In a press conference on Monday, the first vice president of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, Diosdado Cabello, assured that the only existing National Assembly in Venezuela is the one presided by Deputy Jorge Rodriguez, elected last week. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.